Ryan, one heck of a game. First of all, congratulations on the first win, but your performance today, outstanding.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But really and truly, this is a team game, and it's all about the team. And if it just feels good to get a win finally.
But you guys put the heat on Kevin Cobb. You knew, with a dangerous receiver with Larry Fitzgerald Jr. downfield, if you put pressure on him, stayed in his face, a couple of batted balls, a couple of picks, that's a formula for success.
Yeah, we knew with a guy like Beanie Wells, they were going to try to run the ball a little bit, see if they could space us out. We did a great job of stopping the run early, forcing some turnovers, getting after Cobb, like you said, not letting him look down the field and have time to, just pat the ball and sit in the pocket. Kevin and those guys did a great job of giving us a push so we could come around the edge. It was just a good all-around performance for us today.
All right, Rob, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, that's defensive end Brian Robinson. Two sacks, tremendous pressure on Kevin Cobb, quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm now with quarterback Donovan McNabb. Mac, you got to feel good about your first win as quarterback of this football team.
Absolutely. We've been coming off of great weeks of practice. For us to be able to execute in a full 60 minutes, really says a lot about this team's resilience and continuing to stay together. Obviously, some teams could have split, could have been pointing the finger. But this team has really continued to stay closer, I think. And from the first quarter of our season, I think we've been able to start out the right way. Obviously, we have some opportunities to clean things up, but it's a lot better to clean things up with a win behind it.
Donovan, but I got to ask you about your own resiliency. I mean, there could be a tendency for a quarterback to go the other way, considering all of the circumstances and the way that we've lost games here. But yours seem to be going just the opposite way.
Well, you know what? It's all on staying strong mentally. And I've been through some ups and downs, and my experience has definitely helped in so many ways. And I think in a situation like this where, the team goes high and then all of a sudden it goes low, and as a quarterback, obviously you're the one who gets the most criticism or too much credit. And, one thing that I've learned is to continue to stay even keeled. Continue to focus on your craft and make sure that you're on top of your game. And things will work out for the better. And for today, as you can see, the team stayed behind each other, supported one another, and we were able to come out and win.
Even through, the missed opportunities and some incomplete passes, you had to hear some of the sounding board, the sounds, of the fans. Your thoughts on that?
I don't focus on that. I've always blocked things out. I mean, even if they're cheering, I've blocked everything out because, it's just us 11 out there on the field, and we know how the game is going. And as individual players, you know how you're playing. And for one thing, like I said, going back in the beginning is it's always good to clean things up with a win. And what things would have been, obviously, if we had some of those throws back. And you know that as a player. And being in this league 13 years, you understand what you can do to clean it up, and you go back out and do it.
Donovan, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That's quarterback Donovan McNabb as his first win as quarterback of this Minnesota Vikings team. Hey, we're going to stay right here for a minute. A young man who had a tremendous game in the secondary, talking about Jamarcus Sanford, coming up with two picks. We're going to catch him with the media, and then we're going to ask him a couple of quick questions here.
All right, Greg, as you get over there, make that way.
Putting them away, did that come up again? Well, we knew we had to do. I mean, like I said, the last 4 weeks we've been coming out. I mean, first half, we didn't put first half together all year. And, it was just time to show to everybody, when we do play four quarters, then what we capable of doing. And we showed today that we can play four quarters and came out victorious.
Will this be a big springboard for the rest of the season? Is that what the hope is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you get a victory, I mean, they give you hope. I mean, it give us confidence. Like I said, we know how we've been losing all year. It's not just – first half, second half, what we had to put together. And today we put a second half together and came out victorious.
Talking about victorious, but Jamarcus, I got to ask you about this second interception. Man, you could have walked into the end zone. What were you thinking?
Well, I think the grass tripped me up. I think my balance off a little bit. I think I got too excited. Like I said, the block was out front, had great blocks, and, it was just me tripping over the grass.
All right, how good does this win feel for this football team?
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's the confidence, that we need going into Chicago next week, a Sunday night game. It's just what we needed. Like I said, perfect timing. We were 0-4. And today we put four quarters together, and we just showed everybody what we can do when we do play four quarters.
Not having your secondary leader out there, Antoine Winfield, is like another coach on the field. You stepped up and took over some leadership role as well.
Well, like I said, not having Antoine, we knew we had to step up, as a secondary, well, as a defense also. And today, we just played as one. Everybody played, all 11 played the same call. And we, like I said, put four quarters together today and came out victorious. And just having Torn on the sideline, he always giving you tips, what they running and, when the quarterback might hike the ball. So, I mean, today we just came together and, and came out victorious as a group, though, as a team.
Does this win kickstart this football team in the right direction?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, that's what we need. You know, today show us when we play four quarters what we're capable of doing. And like I said, this the swing. It can be the swing of the season right here.
Marco, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Watch out for that grass next time.
Yes, sir.
Must back upstairs to you.